This is Randall Mullins of Southwestern at Memphis Folklore Class. It's April 18th, 1970, and we're in the living room of the home of Jimmy Driftwood, just outside Timbo, Arkansas. We're in the midst of the Mountain View Folk Festival. Timbo is just outside Mountain View. And we're going to be interviewing here Miss Almeda Riddle. She's from Heber Springs, Arkansas. And we're going to ask her a few questions, and then she's going to sing for us. Miss Riddle, how long have you been singing?
Well, approximately, I don't remember. I remember that I've been singing for 56 years.
56?
Before that, I don't know. Oh, let's go back a little. 66 years. 66 years.
So we're going to get someone that's really got quite some experience in this type of singing. Where were you born and raised, Miss Riddle?
In Cleburne County, Arkansas, here in Arkansas, in Cleburne County.
In Cleburne County, here in Arkansas. And who would you say influenced you the most with your music, which you've become quite well known for?
My father. My father was a singing teacher.
And he just brought it right on down to you.
That's right. My father taught me my notes. I knew my notes before I did my letters.
Very good. Could you tell us something about maybe what you've recorded and just in general, what kind of singing you've been doing and so forth, just very briefly, if you'd like to?
I do traditional ballads. I like mostly the child ballads, the old collection, such things as the Four Marys, the House Carpenter's Wife, and the Wife at Usher's Well, and that type of things.
Okay, thank you very much. We've had a lot of recordings in the past from Miss Riddle, but today I think we've got something. She's going to do a little bit different version of a song that perhaps she's done in the past, and she's going to tell us a little bit about the song, and then she's going to sing it herself. And here's Miss Riddle.
Well, this song is no different. The version isn't what I've always done, but actually there was about 30 or 40, possibly 50 years that I didn't do this song. I had forgotten it. I did do it with my younger sister who died when I was 6 years old, and then for years I didn't sing the song. I finally ran across the ballad in an old trunk of my mother's again, and for the last few years I've been doing it. I always remembered that you loved the song, but it is a different version to what I have heard other singers. However, I have run across one old lady at Pangbury and says I learned the song from her when I was 5 years old, or six, somewhere about that. And I have come across two more people that knew this version of the Four Marys. You see, most of the versions, you see, Mary Hamilton really did murder her illegitimate son. I'm so tired and been up so long. But as we know, there never was a body found. The child's body was not found. We know that if you've studied folklore. And in the version which I do, the child was still born. Then she did cast it into the sea, as Joan Baez's version is. And in some of the child's versions, I believe. I couldn't tell you exactly. I've read a number of versions. But this one, I have never heard sung other than in White County, which I live just on the edge of White in Cleburne County, in Pangburn, Arkansas. And I've heard two other men, one from Kansas, that said his aunt sung this version.
Thank you very much, Ms. Riddle. We have one more interesting question we'd like to ask Ms. Riddle. That is, how long she's been collecting these ballads and just about how many ballads she has now after her long experience in this field. Would you tell us that, Ms. Riddle?
Somewhere between 500 and 700. I honestly don't know.
And how long have you been collecting?
I began at 6 years old. I am now 72.
And that's 500 to 700. And you know the words to all of these songs?
Well, there's 500 or 600 of them that I can do, yes, that I still remember. Now, I have them written down and taped, but yet I can do 500 or 600.
That's amazing. We thank you for that information, Ms. Riddle. Thank you.
So, and speaking of the ballads, now here is one that my granddaughter did for Dr. Wolf. You can get that from his tapes. The Blood on His Shirt Sleeve. And I believe now in that she called it The Blood of the Little Red Rooster. I believe that that's what she called it. And we won't do that. But here is the version that I heard that. I think she collected this from Uncle Bob Stark. But here is the way that that I remember it as a child. We did it. I'll do one verse of it, just a little bit different, literally as she did it. Gets quieter. We're recording right now. We're with Bert. How come that blood on your shirt sleeve? Now my son, come and tell it to me. It is the blood of the guinea gay hawk that haunted the fields with me. That's too red for the guinea gay hawk that haunted the fields for thee. And how come the blood on your shirt sleeve, my son? Come and tell it to me. Now then, that was the White County version, obviously, and she collected hers here and sang it or learned it when she was about 12 from Uncle Bob Starks. And if you'll notice, the tune is a little bit different, the words are a little bit different, just the different areas in which they were sung. But Dr. Wolf can tell you all these things. I don't need to teach a class in folklore. I can't do half what he can.
Would a version change from county to county?
Would that, you mean the version of songs?
Yes, ma'am.
Sometimes it would. Barbara Allen, there is about, I have at least 17 versions of Barbara Allen. In White County, they sing it as Sweet William, you know. Now it's called Sweet William there. And in places in North Carolina, I find they do. In some places, it's Young Jimmy Grove. And then I've heard it as Lord, Sir James, Young Sir James. I have a version of that.
Could you sing a verse?
I think we can, if I can remember the key right now. Let's see. They tell me that a lot of the tunes that I do, which is probably right, are the old Irish Julian pipe tunes. Now, the Julian pipes and the war pipes, bagpipes, are two different things. Julian pipes are small, go under your arm, you know, and they do sing with those pipes. The MacPeak family in Ireland, I sang with them some in Boston. Grandpa MacPeak, which was then 80-something years old, and that's been some 5 or 6 years ago, told me that the tune that I sing, The Orphan Girl, and several of mine, he tells me that they are Irish Julian pipe tunes, Scotch-Irish. He was Scotch-Irish, and possibly that's right, because the most of these old ones that I do, I got from my mother and her brother and my father, and they came from Ireland. They were Scotch-Irish, so possibly he was right. I do know that I've not found many people that could second these on the guitar, and I can't find them. I'm no musician, but I can't find them on the piano. I can't. Now, we might have musicologists that could do this.
Child never wrote any tunes then, did he?
No.
He just wrote the words
to
his songs.
So I think maybe each individual singer that he sings the tune he heard. Our tunes are handed down just as the words are. Area sometimes has a different tune. Most of these tunes are written in modes, you know, and in meters. They're old meter tunes, actually. You can't put notes to them.
Miss Riddle, I was going to ask you, I don't think Moon asked you this, when did you first get started in music and who got you interested in it?
Well, my father taught singing, and he taught music. He taught violin. Didn't much of that, I'm afraid, rub off on me. I never cared too much about it. I can play a little bit, but not enough. I've never been gifted like that. But he taught me my notes. I knew my notes before I did my letters. I don't really remember when I learned the old shape note. I remember when I began to learn the tones, because it takes something to learn the tone, tonality, they called it. And I was so 12 years old before I had that conquered, and time and tonality. That's what they called it then. I can remember taking that and him teaching and making me go over and over again and again and again, and I think that's why, one reason why, that I loved the old ballads and the old motor tunes. I didn't have to be so careful. I could, so as the boy said, sort of whittle them around to suit myself.
Yes, sir. Where have you sung at?
School since I can remember. I suppose at the school where I grew up at Pickens down in Cleburne County, I suppose the first I remember singing in school was there. But you mean, I don't know if I understand your question, you mean the different colleges that I've...
Well, I was just, you know, in general, you sung then at colleges and then schools and places like that.
I've been to NYU. Harvard twice, and I've sung at UCLA and at Berkeley, and at Idaho, California, most of the colleges through there, and at the University of Illinois in Chicago, and at Southwestern, which is still my best love. Let me see, I believe I did my first little concert at Southwestern for the schools, I mean for the colleges, I believe. Southwestern was the first college, either that or Conway, Arkansas State. Teacher was it. Southwestern was first.
How do you think modern, college kids react to folk music itself?
Oh, I think they react to it like they do people. The things I do, they seem to like. I love it. I think we get about what we put into life. When you look in a glass, you just see yourself reflected. And I think if we try to communicate with the younger generation, There's some people my age that don't care for it.
Just one more question I wanted to ask is, do you think a lot of your modern songs, a lot of your country songs, and some of your ballads and the modern ballads are sort of bridged between your old folk songs and the new modern stuff? They're not really called folk because they're written by...
Possibly. Some of them I like and some of them I don't. Music. Now, I do believe there is a difference between music and noise. There's some things that call music to me is really noise. Maybe it's music to someone else. Maybe what's noise to me is music to someone else, and what's music to me is noise. I think, yeah, you can turn it off, but I dislike intolerance.
Miss Riddle, thank you a lot for your time today, and this concludes our interview.